Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. On today's date, it is March the 27th, 2018. It is a Tuesday. We have a live show for you today. Definitely, I'm looking forward to bringing you the show. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call at area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And I will, today, I will take calls towards the end of the show because I really do want to get into today's show. Today's show is going to be kind of be abbreviated. Let me see, because I'm going to have to leave like 10 minutes early. So we're going to have to end on time because I have an appointment that I have to make. So would just would let you know if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'll jump into today's show. At any time, just hit 704-802-5056. Okay, so with that being said, we want to jump right into today's show. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You know the importance of it. Hold on one second. And we understand the significance of it. Without your support, Black Talk Radio Network is a real grassroots organization, and it was put together by individuals just like you that have the same concerns and deal with the same obstacles and problems and conditions of the system that you deal with, but they have no corporate sponsors because the corporations actually do represent the overall system itself. So without your grassroots support, this grass will not continue to grow. So please, give what you can give. Give some of your financial energy. Give some of your cash so this network can grow its overall business and its outreach. so that more people will be able to enjoy what you enjoy. Also, you can support the network by becoming a member in its social media outlet, which now we so funny that sometimes we have to wait until one thing, and I hate to jump all over, but here, you know, one thing that I appreciate about Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here in Tando itself is that we've been fortunate enough to see some things before they've come. We don't see everything, but we've been able to see things before they come and bring it to you, and then lo and behold, it does actually does happen. So I think it's very important for us to engage in our own social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a more holistic, safer way for you to engage in your social media activities. FedBook has already sold you out, so why would you keep supporting them? And the support of them is by you participating in their platform exclusively and overextending yourself there. And I would just say to you all, that's probably something that you don't want to do, because what happens when we do that is that we compromise ourselves in so many different ways. So you've already started to hear the stories of FedBook selling everyone out. So come on over to BTR Community, where it's a membership for only $24 a year. And right now there is a 30-day free trial that you could have with BTR Community. Check out the platform and just involve yourself in the platform. And then after that, it's only $24 a year. So come on over to BTR Community. It's a safer place to do it. Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint and checking out the silver and gold. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals company that you can acquire real money by trading in your cash for real money, and you will have the real money in your physical possession. The physical, intrinsical value that the precious metals has, you will have. And I just want to say, make sure before you purchase online that you email info@prosperitymint.com, so that someone can contact you. And believe me, the contact will not be about sales. It will be actually about the proper way of you acquiring, just the buying process and acquiring the precious metals. And so please do that. Do not buy without doing that, please. Very, very important. It's for your benefit. And that overall contact will not be used for further sales or anything of that. It's actually for your benefit, because Prosperity Mint knows once you become a customer, you always will be one. Okay? So thank you for doing that. Also, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners. I talked to a couple of listeners today. And I just want to say I truly, truly appreciate, yes, we are. And I was talking to two individuals, and they pretty much expressed the same things. Even though we haven't met, we are friends. And that was the overall theme. And I just want to say thank you, Scotty. Our listeners definitely appreciate you, all the callers that call in the Tando Radio Show, and all of you that participate in the show. Our listeners, which are many, actually do appreciate, and so that was expressed to me. And let me tell you something, for like anyone that does a radio show, when you do a radio show, what happens is that you never know who's listening. And sometimes you think, am I talking to the wall? But I just want to say, you know, there are a lot of people that are out there that are listening, and they appreciate our platform. Some people agree, some people don't agree. I'm just saying I haven't heard from the ones that don't agree. I think we only had one caller one time that called in and said, Dave, what are you doing about what's going on? What are you doing? What are you doing? And this obnoxious young man, I remember I really didn't give any energy to. And I wonder where my man Seth is. I haven't heard of Seth. Seth, if you're around, bro, out of Florida, man, call. I haven't heard from you in a while. Worried about you. And that brother went off on him. I was like, no, we don't We're cool. You know, we don't care about that. That's the only thing that we had, you know, and everything else has been extremely positive. And I truly, truly, truly do appreciate every single listener of Tando Radio Show, every supporter of Black Talk Radio Network. And I look forward to cultivating relationships with you all because it's so, so important. And it's really where I hope that Tando Radio Show opens your eyes to some things, because when they do happen, you'll look back and say, wow, daggone, we were talking about this on Tando. And so everyone adds so much to this platform. And without you all, this platform would not reach the people that it has already, and I am projecting and proclaiming those that it hasn't yet. So thank you to everyone that's there. Okay, so let me get into what's in the news. I want to definitely get into today's show. I'm probably going to abbreviate some of the things of what's in the news, because today's show is going to be 36-hour margin call, and we're 2 hours in. First time I did the 36-hour margin call, some of the things that I'm going to that I said back then have now happened, and I'm going to reiterate some of those things and then pick up the 36-hour margin call, but also going to play into some things so that you can be given some idea of some things that you could expect. I cannot give you exactly step by step, blow by blow, play by play of things of what's going to happen. Reason being is because I'm not involved in that. I am just looking at a lot of different variables, intangible things, and also the obvious, and just thinking from a self-determining point of view, and just want to give you some heads up. So that's what today's show is going to be, 36-hour margin call. And we're 2 hours in. And I mean that we're 2 hours in right now. So we'll get into that. So let's jump into what's in the news. What's in the news? First article, I got this one from Oil Price Community. Very, very important one. U.S. versus China. Steps forward for compromise or total trade war. Top Trump administrator officials are asking China to cut tariffs on imported cars, allowing foreign majority ownerships of foreign services firms. This whole thing, this tariffs things, ladies and gentlemen, when you start getting trade wars, and they start with, and they really kick off with tariffs. When you get that, that means that you get shooting wars after. And this thing is not going to be a compromise. It is the move towards war. And this is one thing that we'll be showing in the fictional 36-hour margin call today.
Dave, quick question.
Yes, go ahead, Scotty.
Would you agree with, you know, and I'm just thinking on this, I'm spitballing here, but in a trade war between China and the United States, the U.S. consumer would lose, in my opinion, because almost all of, especially we're talking about electronic goods, which are the most popular type of product that is sold. You know, I just had to go get a microwave the other day. And you'd be hard-pressed to find electronics that are not made in China. And just so many of, I bet you maybe, and I'm just taking a guess here, I would probably estimate 75% of the goods sold in these retail stores originate in China or Vietnam or Indonesia or something. But I would say China has the biggest share of the U.S. market. So putting tariffs on those goods would raise the price of those goods, and considering how poor the majority of people are here in the United States, it's the U.S. consumer that would lose. What do you think?
100%, Scotty. You're absolutely right. And what's going to happen is that China and the tariffs are not just against China. They're against everyone, so everything that's going to be brought in the country is going to be hit with tariffs. And here's exactly what Scotty said. Another spinoff of that is this. That means the overall demand for goods is going to shoot up, but the supply of them is going to be limited, and they're going to be American-made products. And you know what that means, right? That means the prices of those things are going to skyrocket. So it cuts out. It's going to nullify the everyday person, the consumer, the everyday consumer on it's really a three-pronged attack. One, your currency loses value. Two, you don't have goods in your country. Three, the goods that you do have in your country, there's a limited supply of them, so now they're going to be, the cost of them is going to go up even more. This is going to cripple and nullify the already vulnerable American consumer. Because let me tell you, it doesn't matter how many millions you have, if you don't have any real measures of savings, it's gone. It's just paper. It's just paper. And I'm not talking about measures of savings of cash in the bank. No, that's what's going to destroy you, is the cash in the bank, because cash is not money. So, yes, Scotty, spot on, multifaceted is what you said, plus the tariffs is not just on China, it's on everyone, and that means that the supply of things is going to be much smaller and the demand for them is going to be much greater. The consumer completely loses. Completely. So, yes, Scotty, that's where we are. Okay, next article. This one's from Sputnik News. U.S. Syrian policy is encouraging false flag, chemical attack, prolonged conflict. With the Syrian army continuing to advance against hardline Islamist militants in Damascus, there is a very little doubt that the Syrian government has survived the conflict and provided there isn't any large-scale anti-Assad foreign military intervention, the Syrian army will continue to reclaim the militant-held area, and the U.S. can't allow that. One of the largest, the U.S. is placing one of their largest bases in Syria in their richest oil area. What is the U.S. doing with military bases in Syria? Because they've already invaded. Well, I'm going to get into the 36-hour margin call that's going to address that. So there's already been the illegal evasion. The U.S. have already lost the moral high ground years and years ago, but it's going to be perpetuated even further. So check out that article. Next article from Global Times. China plans to impose tariffs on U.S. imports to offset its losses. The Chinese Ministry of Finance announced Friday morning it will impose tariffs on the U.S. worth $3 billion in a bid to offset the losses incurred by the U.S. decision to impose tariffs. So now the U.S. is going to be going to have tariffs on the rest of the world, and the rest of the world going to place tariffs on the U.S. This is what I mean by now it is multifaceted, and this is how you turn into shooting wars. Next article. This one comes from Press TV. Press TV, 100 experts asked celebrity figurehead Trump to keep the U.S. word on the Iran deal. Forget that, Bolden is going to kill that. Next article, this one comes from oilprice.com. It's from Barclays. Iran could find other buyers for its oil if sanctions tightened. Iran could do a lot of different things to kind of skirt around the possibility of tightening sanctions in its oil sector, such as sending oil to different places. Michael Cohen, head of the energy commodities research at Barclays, told Bloomberg on Monday, there's a lot of different things that Iran can do to kind of skirt the sanctions. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they already have. And what's going to happen now is that other countries are going to place sanctions on the U.S. and all of U.S. allies. See, how you destroy the U.S. real easy is you first take out their allies. So you'll see that in this 36-hour margin call. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Newsweek. These photos suggest North Korea might be serious about giving up its nukes. So check out that article from Newsweek. Next article. This one's from Keep Talking Greece. Greece, Austria, and Portugal among countries not to expel Russian diplomats. The United States and its European allies expelled dozens of Russian diplomats in a coordinated response to the poisoning of former Russian spy. So check out that article. And significant for what we're going to do for today's show. Next article, this is from Safe Haven. Could Africa adopt a single digital currency? From safehaven.com. Cryptocurrency is being promised in new economic opportunities to Africa. And South Africa's president has a bold suggestion that could change the continent forever. Check out that article. And South Africa is a part of the BRIC nations. Next article, this one from Sputnik News. Expulsion of Russian diplomats is a statement to those doubting NATO's unity. Well, watch what happens with that. That was from earlier. Next article, Rise posted this one. Exclusive satellite images reveal show of force by Chinese Navy. Dozens of Chinese naval vessels are exercising this week with an aircraft carrier in a large-scale show of force in the South Sea of China. Satellite images obtained by Reuters. Next article, Rise posted this. Texas sinkhole, oil and gas drilling increase threatens, is a threat. Check out that one. Rise posted that one. And Rise, this is a really good one. Rise posted here. Next article from Financial Post. Russia, Saudi Arabia in talks of unprecedented deal to control oil supplies for 20 years. OPEC in Russia are working on a long-term deal to cooperate on oil supplies, curbing the curbs that could extend controls over world oil supplies by major exporters for many years to come. Saudi Arabia's crown prince, MSB, told Reuters that Riyadh and Moscow are considering extending an alliance on oil curbs that began in January of 2017. So, what does that mean? Somebody get cut out, and that'd be the U.S. Next article, Rise posted this one. Atlanta working hard. You got this from NPR.org. Atlanta working around the clock to fight ransomware attacks. Officials in Atlanta say the city's computers are not fully operational after yet another ransomware attack hit the city last week and locked some city data behind a wall of encryption. So, the cyber attacks is all deeply rooted. Next article, this from the Daily Caller. Tucker forced to cut off anti-gun nut after she refuses to answer a simple question. And this was a Georgia state representative, Miss Thomas. And boy, I would say for those that choose to engage in politics, just say this to you all. The people of today aren't naive. Just because you have a certain what you think, color, creed, or objective, the people really do know what the government's objective really is that you represent. And you don't represent the people at all. I was listening to this, and this lady said, if you want an AR-15, then join the military and defend your country. See, that's what I was talking about. There's nothing sincere about these individuals. The overall intentions, the individuals may themselves be ignorant. She's not ignorant to this stuff. The individuals that may be involved in these rallies, they may be naive and ignorant to what the real objective is. But the real objective is to put you on a slaughter bed, on a table of slaughter, those people that are protesting. Because what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be calling for something, and if you would ever get it, which you won't get it, and the reason why you won't get it, because you can't make me and other people like me follow your doctrine of destruction. You want to do that? You don't want firearms? Then don't you have one. Don't you have one. Until, and I firmly believe, I say it on this right now, I'm firmly for gun control, meaning we don't need guns at all. But the first mark of that is that you have to de-weaponize every foreign every form of the fraternal order of governments around the world. When they lay down theirs, there will be no reason for the people to have them. Even though theirs is far more advanced. But that's not why the people really have them. The people really have them because the overall federal, the fraternal order of governments creates such chaos that the overall other people around, the people can't handle the overall events and chaos that they create, and those people act a fool around the everyday citizen. And they start to prey on the everyday citizen. So check this out. Lady, and for everybody that wants have a firearm ban and to take guns from everybody, you're not going to do it. Not going to do it. Just because you feel that way, your feelings is not going to... Those overall shootings, which I know are a part of a clandestine operation, but one thing that you can't do is if a person decides to kill people, you can't stop them from doing it. They'll find the means and the ways.
Hey, Dave.
But, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Real quick on that. People like to cite some of the propaganda out there is, look, Australia banned assault weapons and the sale of assault weapons, and they haven't had a mass shooting in you know, however many years. But also what they failing to mention, or what people aren't paying attention to, the government had to have a buyback program. Do you think the United States is going to be able to afford to buy all these guns back? And then that's voluntary. I don't have to sell you my gun. So,
right.
So another thing now, don't y'all think too lowly of my mother. She's a human being. She can be susceptible to propaganda as well as other people. So the other day, she had been watching the news and she asked the question, what do these people need with AR-15s? I said, Mom, remember when you was a little girl and they forced integration on y'all and your little sister was the first one to go to the white high school around here? What did the Klan do? Didn't the Klan show up at your father's, at your home, burnt the cross in the yard, and might have tried to burn down the house with you in it if your dad didn't have that Winchester 30-30 and all the other firearms that he had, and him and his sons that was old enough chased them cowards off and sent them running for their lives. Not marching for their lives, sent them running for their lives in the dark of the night. She was like, man, you're right. So any black, and we're seeing black people being prominently showcased in this March for Our Lives. They had a figurehead, what's his name, John Lewis, who they always love to trot out, who is a betrayer. He's a betrayer of his own legacy. All right. He was out there. How many wars has John Lewis voted to send U.S. troops into? He voted for the Iraq War. He voted for to give Bush and them authorization to do this, that, and the other. Okay? And he also votes for the omnibus legislation that funds all of these slave catchers and funds them to get all these military. He also voted for the program to militarize the police with so-called surplus military equipment and weapons and what have you. So they big on this symbolism and this imagery. But if you just use critical thinking, all right, and you'll be able to see through the charade. And lastly, Dave, I saw a poll on Twitter today, because you do got this former Supreme Court justice calling for a repeal of the Second Amendment. So the question, the Twitter poll said, if there is a repeal of the Second Amendment, it was three options. The only option I was paying attention to is a civil war will result, with 75% of respondents said it will turn into a civil war. That's all, Dave.
Yep, and man, Scotty, so many things. Wait. We would never hold anything against your mom. And my whole thing is, if you know, with everyone else, because I'm a firm, I respect everyone, because I realize that my freedom ends where someone else's begins. And those individuals that don't want firearms, don't worry about it. Give yours up. And if something goes awry, then if you realize that things have changed, then maybe you could go back and get one. The option should always be there. There should never be any group of people telling other people what they're going to do and what they're supposed to live by. No, that's not when it comes to protection. No, no, no. And whenever people say it's unacceptable, and let me tell you something about, you can have all of these marches, but, and what happens is that they have the mainstream media out there showing all the people that's there. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that's there. But see, let me just tell you this. The marches for gun in this country is far greater than the ones against. But guess what? They don't put it on TV. Because the individual, look at how many guns have been sold. Just in the Obama administration, I tell you how many has been sold. It's been enough sold in just his first 2 years in the office, when he was in office, that it would supply the whole militaries of the world three times over. So let me just say this, for those that are trying to call for, when you give up your guns, now trying to make somebody else give up their guns. You sure you want to do that? You sure you can handle that? Because the individuals that have firearms, they not marching. They not saying nothing. They're doing what they're doing. They're getting what they're getting. And if you ever try to come get them by way of decree of the government or by way you knocking on the door, you're going to be responded. Is there going to be a response to that? And that response is not going to be kind. It's not going to be a feel-good march and everything else and all this other stuff. Not going to ask the government for permission. I know that you need to ask your slave master, your master, for permission, for protection and everything else. But some folks don't live by that. But I would say, Scotty, for your mom, give my regards. Much love and much respect. The reason why firearms are necessary is because there's been a climate and culture of violence that has never been addressed in this country. Until that culture of violence is dealt with, then the ones that created the culture of violence should never be the ones to enforce the reprieval of what they've created. So, not going to do it.
And what you just said right there is very key, David. This country was founded on violence and subjugation of other people. And the media, I mean, what sells, only sex sells more than violence in terms of media in this country.
Wow.
So
right.
You're programming people to be violent. You don't have to have, false flags exist, but also you got millions of people who are being program with violent impulses, and they gonna act on them impulses from time to time.
Yeah, they are. And let me tell you, when they do and they target you, it's a yo-yo effect. You on your own.
Al Sharpton's brother just shot a woman in the head who he thought stole a car. Mm-hmm. Shot into the car. Shot the woman in the head. And he was just out there marching with them people, marching for our lives. But he got guns at home, apparently, because he'd been charged with murder for shooting a woman in the head.
Scotty, let me tell you. And big ups. I saw Rob's posting of that former Supreme Court justice saying repeal the Second Amendment. Scotty, I just want to say this. And you know what? We said this before at some of the other mass shootings. Imagine if you're somewhere at a rally, and then someone starts shooting, and they say, one of the March for Your Lives and all this other stuff. And you're at that rally, and somebody starts shooting, and you jump to the ground. First thing you're going to be looking for is a police officer or somebody or the authorities to come and get that individual. But guess what? The authorities are never there. Guess what would happen if you were with somebody and they had a firearm themselves, but they were carrying it for protection. They was going to utilize that firearm for protection. Everyone has a choice in what they use their tools for. It doesn't matter if it's a car, doesn't matter if it's a plane, it doesn't matter if it's a gun. And if that individual decides that they're going to try to stop that individual from killing all of these people that happen to be protesting and marching against guns, guess what everybody that's there going to be doing? They're going to be hoping that that person that's using that firearm for their intentions of protection will overcome the efforts and subdue the individual that's using it as an act of terror and violence. So you make no sense. You make no sense. The only thing that those individuals are doing, you're upholding subjugation and you're upholding the overall fraternal order of government's objective to have people ways and means. Their way of life provides for their means of life. And just like that lady that was on that show, lady, please. I know it's profitable for a lot of people. They're going to get a lot of exposure because all of the cameras is there and everything else that goes with it. They're going to get the corporate sponsors and everything else. You know, Citibank is now, was it Citibank or Chase? It's Chase. Chase is now saying that they are not going to allow the overall sales of firearms to minors under 21 to buy firearms with their debit or credit card.
You talking about Chase Bank?
Chase Bank, yes.
The same Chase Bank. The same Chase Bank that's invested, I don't know how much money into prisons. You talking about that Chase Bank?
Yep. That Chase Bank. Yep. The same Chase Bank, and they said that they're not going to allow their debit card or MasterCard to be used for the purchase of firearms. And if the people don't like it, then they'll help them get a new account somewhere else. Well, I would say this. Then do just that. Because it doesn't matter what the corporations or what individuals say. Their agenda should never become your cause. Because then you're a sellout. You're compromising your agendas for someone else's. You're compromising your morality for someone else's agenda. I wouldn't suggest you do it. Because once you do it, it's an insatiable appetite. It never stops there. Let me just say this real quick about mass shootings. Let me give you some statistics real quick. Real quick. One second, let me move this down. The U.S. makes up less than 5% of the population, but holds 31% of the global mass shooters. Okay? In the United States, since 1966 to 2012, the U.S. has the most mass shootings. Here's the numbers. 90 U.S. mass shootings. The Philippines is next with 18. Russia is 15. Yemen is 11. France is 10. Okay. Mass shootings. But since 1966 to 2012, how many people do you think died at the hands of government violence world around the world? And who would the leading country be? I wouldn't even say that I need to even give you a guess of that. And believe me, the overall incidence would be far more than 90. So before you start looking at, and I say of that 90, everything from 2011 to now, in my opinion, has been a clandestine event. So maybe about 25 of them So maybe 25 of them. So the point that I'm making here is that because of a small number of incidents, and all of those incidents have been acts of terror because there's a political agenda behind them, and that political agenda is being set forth by, that's what terrorism means, is a terroristic agenda, political terrorist agenda that's behind it is an act of terrorism because it has a political agenda that's attached to it. All of those, and since 2012 to now, pretty much all of these mass shootings, probably 95% of them were actually a clandestine event because it's serving a purpose. And the purpose is this, ladies and gentlemen, as the U.S. goes through its collapse, both economically, geopolitically, socially, it is going to need you to rely on them even more because of the rest of the world is kicking them out. So they're going to need you, the everyday person here, to obey them. It's hard to obey them when you can say no. And you have the means to defend your no. Because they want this to be so chaotic that you'll be running to the overall government for their overall assistance and aid via their FEMA camps and everything else. But see, when you can defend yourself, then all of a sudden those that come to attack you don't come in your neighborhood no more. Don't go to that neighborhood. You won't make it in nor out. And all of a sudden, everybody gets polite. Everybody gets polite. I was saying to a friend, I said, you know, when I have a gun and you have a gun, it's a polite conversation that people have. So it's when one has one and the other one don't. Boy, that's a mean conversation. That's a trouble conversation. So just wanted to express that. And I totally agree. my sister Strategic Melanin, she said it's going to be better to stay inside with your crystals. It's so true, so true. And every once in a while, sometimes, you know, after the crystals, you may need a hot rock. You know, a hot rock just makes the crystals more relevant. So I would just say, and I'm end on this because I got to get into the 96-hour margin call. For those individuals that keep playing the government's game, let me just say this. For those that play in the government's game, I would say this. I would say that you're stuck here for the rest of your life because you just can't figure it out. Because they are going to thoroughly exploit you not too long after. And there's been far too many examples of that. You keep playing the government's game, you're going to find yourself stuck there for the rest of your life because you just can't figure it out. You'll say, well, why didn't this happen? Why come we didn't get this? What's this? You'll always be in lack. So just wanted to say that. All right, so we're going to jump into the 96-hour margin. I said night. Daggone. I think I messed up real quick. It's actually the let me just go back up real quick. Ah, man, I messed up. I said the 36-hour margin call. No, it's the 96-hour margin call, Dave. We're going to jump into the 96-hour margin call, not the 36-hour margin call. Let me fix that. Made that mistake. And for today's, and I would say of the 96-hour margin call, we're in hour two, meaning it's already started, ladies and gentlemen. So do I have enough time? Yeah, got enough time to start. So before... before we do that, I definitely want to give the number out. The number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we're going to start the 96-hour margin call. Now, this is fictional. This is just me coming up with some things, creating a Simpson situation where you can look at and draw your own conclusions about things, how they'll unfold. But I just want to give you some idea of how sometimes these things work. And so we're going to jump into the 96-hour margin call. So here we go, 96-hour margin call. One of the things that is very important is that in our first 96-hour margin call, I said that there would be a trade war that will be established between the United States. It would be tariffs, and they would stop having goods exchanging between the borders. And that was in the last 96-hour margin call. And this is what happens. The general procedure of things is first there's currency wars, trade wars, and then there's shooting wars. And that's where we are now. And there, one critical thing is that one of the last things before the violence really starts is that countries will start to expel, or countries will call back their diplomats. Pretty soon you may see where countries will be calling back their diplomats from different countries. And it doesn't matter how they do it, just by doing it, that means that the overall war is starting. By the U.S. and other countries in the EU on yesterday kicking out the diplomats, the Russian diplomats, is going to be followed by the expulsion of other diplomats and calling back of others. That's a sign of war, and it already is already in the air because of what's going on in the various places that I talked about. So now there is an active trade war. And this active trade war, and we're going to start the 96-hour margin call. We're already in hour two. That trade war is going to expand. Other countries will start to put tariffs on the United States. Countries from Brazil, Russia, China, South Africa, Greece, Mexico, and other countries will start to put tariffs on the United States, harsh tariffs on the United States. And the harsh tariffs are going to be coming from food-producing countries such as Mexico. And the deal will be struck with Mexico because Mexico will have decided to sign a agreement with China to provide food for the Chinese government and the people of China. And in making that, they had to do it because of the tariffs that were put on Mexico. And Mexico decided to go in a different direction because the U.S. dollar had lost so much of its confidence globally that it no longer had any purchasing power. And so the deal that the U.S. tried to make with them in the 11th hour was upended by China making a better offer. Just as if you were trying to negotiate a contract to work with someone, at the last minute, an 11th hour deal is struck where China would bring in a deal that Mexico couldn't refuse for oil, for food, and for silver. The U.S. couldn't compete with it. And China also offered to place and to defend Mexico Mexico signs that deal. Immediately upon the signing of that deal, the U.S., and at that exact same time, Russia signs a deal with Mexico and with Venezuela, and OPEC, and Iran sign an OPEC deal. OPEC signs a deal with Russia, and in that deal, they exclude the U.S. dollar from any oil trade. No longer is there a, and they agree to using the petro yuan and gold as the overall medium of exchange for all oil trade. And this time the deal with that is that all countries will be able to, they won't have to convert, but they can use the petro, use the Shanghai gold futures trade as their trade for gold, for oil. And they can use their currency as a medium of exchange. All of the OPEC nations now accept all currency for oil, not just the U.S. dollar. Immediately upon Russia signing that deal, that they will sign a deal. Well, before we go there, let me just say that immediately upon that, I missed one thing. Immediately upon that, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. calls an emergency Security Council meeting and says that Syria has now used chemical weapons against his own citizens in Syria, and the U.S. is looking to and wants the support of the United Nations in seizing all of the chemical weapons inside of Syria. And the U.S. says that they will act alone if they do not get U.N. authorization. And the Security Council says no. That evening, immediately, the U.S., the Naval Third Fleet, engages Syria with cruise missile attacks. And the cruise missile attacks engage not only the Syrian military, but they target Bashar Assad as well, hitting Damascus and hitting civilian civilian lives places. Messed that up. Hit the major cities of Damascus and the civilian cities around, away from military installations. Russia immediately responds to the incoming cruise missiles. A few get through. Russian S-400, S-300 anti-ballistic missiles are able to intercept incoming cruise missiles that number in to 400 cruise missiles are fired. 20 of them, 25 or 30 get through. The others are intercepted. And also while they're intercepting, Russia actively engages the cruise missiles that are actually the cruise the destroyers that are actually shooting the missiles themselves. And there is an exchange between Russia, the U.S. naval forces. Immediately after the sinking of multiple ships on both sides, Russia and China agree to defending each other in military confrontation with any outside nation. Iran signs the deal as well. As that deal is signed, America, China and Russia decide to sign a war pact, saying that if ever needed, if they ever go to war, that nuclear weapons are strictly banned. Russia, China, and America sign that war pact because the war has now started. Date, April 7th, 2019. As this war pact is signed, the rest of the world now knows that a war between Russia, China, and America and all of their allies, World War III, is on the doorstep and has already started. Immediately stateside, people are watching, stuck to Cerebrally Naive Network, CNN, and all of the other major news agents, news carriers, and they're all breaking news. Russia, China, and America have signed a war pact not to use, that nuclear weapons are strictly banned from being used in any military confrontation. In response to the sinking of four U.S. destroyers, as well as military personnel carriers that prevented the U.S. military, the U.S. Navy, and Marines from being able to invade Syria, because multiple platforms were sunk, up to six. In the signing, in lieu of that ongoing attack, Russia, China, and America are now in constant, continuous talks to de-escalate the situations. But the pact to not to use nuclear weapons has now been signed, and World War III has officially started. Here stateside, everyone's starting to get abreast of that and not really knowing what that means. Some people do know what that means, and they're starting to run straight to the grocery stores to buy everything that they possibly can. It's plastered all over the news, all over the radios. People are calling people, asking what happened, what's going on, and what does this mean, and what do we do? Now there is a mad scramble for the staple essentials in America. Emergency broadcast comes on, and in that emergency broadcast, the emergency broadcast says, with the ongoing events in Syria, your government asks you not to panic and to refrain from panic buying of resources. There will be a restriction in national security interest. The United States President Donald Trump has signed an executive order prohibiting anyone from gouging or anyone from participating in looting of any stores. And they give the overall penalty for it all. And the penalty is a $100,000 fine and 20 years in prison. Executive order is signed. When we come back, we're going to pick back up on the 96-hour margin call. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. After the last radio break, we'll open up for calls. I'm not on the board, so I won't be able to see the board, and we'll take calls after the last commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. When we come back, the 96-hour margin call. What happens next? We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. We're going to jump back into the 96-hour margin call, the executive order of Do Not Panic. It's signed in national interest of in the national interest of America. Do not panic. It's signed by the celebrity figurehead president, and there are emergency meetings that Congress is having. And in those emergency meetings, carried live in on C-SPAN and live on all of the networks, there's a motion to declare war on China. There's a motion to declare war on Russia for the events that happened in Syria. And there's a motion to declare war on Syria and Iran and all of their extending allies. And in that motion, the Senate passes it with only one no vote. The House of Representatives, as they come together as one body, Congress, it passes with very few no votes. And at that very moment, the declaration of war is declared against Russia, China, Iran, and Syria, and all of their allies. The United States has just signed a declaration of war that is signed by the celebrity figurehead president. There is a emergency broadcast that's put out that America has just now declared war on Russia, China, and America, and that the United States is now under martial law at the very same time that that is happening. There is a nuclear exchange between Israel and Iran. And in that nuclear exchange, there is a tactical nuke that is sent to Israel that kills over 30,000 people. At the same time that Tehran is targeted by Israel and a nuclear missile gets through. Estimate casualties of 230,000 people. China, Russia sign an immediate emergency decree that they will defend Iran, Syria, and all of the allies that they have. Immediately, the world realizes that World War III has now started. All of the militaries around the world start to commandeer resources, war necessary resources for their governments. Everything in the United States, all oil fields are nationalized, all airlines are nationalized, all trains are nationalized, all supermarkets are nationalized. All of the freeways and highways are now nationalized, and martial law is invoked in the United States before the actual declaration of martial law is established. All of the governors invoke martial laws for their individual states. No one is allowed on the freeways. And the freeways are dictated to only being open at certain times so that there can be a thorough military movement. And throughout the country, military movement is massive. The world has now realized that World War III is imminent. There's an emergency UN of the Security Council that's called to try to de-escalate the potential for World War III between the superpowers. And at that time, Russia, China are present. America, U.S. ambassador, refuses to attend. Immediately, North Korea tests its largest nuclear device ever successfully. Is able to shoot a ballistic missile into the upper atmosphere, beyond the stratosphere, and steer it back into the Sea of China. Excuse me, the Sea of Japan. The UN is unable to reach an agreement with the Security Council members to de-escalate the potential from war. Immediately, South Korea mobilizes its army for war. North Korea, unhappy about the movement, the troop movement, North Korea signs a pact with China and Russia as a ally. North Korea is unhappy and retaliates against the movement of the South mobilization to invade North Korea. North Korea tests another nuclear weapon, and it's fired into the South Sea of China. And once it's lift off, South Korea believes that that missile is being used against them. And they utilize the THAAD system and shoots down the missile, because South Korea thought that that missile was intended for South Korea. Kim Jong-un then orders its artillery in North Korea to target Seoul. 3 days later, from the initial event in Syria, North Korea engages South Korea with an artillery barrage, and it's estimated that 700,000 people are killed in South Korea. North Korea then immediately declares war on South Korea, America, and Japan. Russia then signs a pact with North Korea, to protect them as an ally. And this provokes there was no provoking. Once North Korea had engaged South Korea, the U.S. engaged North Korea with South Korean troops. Japan joins in 2 days later in the attack of North Korea. They are able to push through the DMZ and push into North Korea. Japan joins the United States as an ally and declares war on North Korea, Russia, and China, Iran, and Syria, and all of their allies. Japan has just declared war, and as an ally of the U.S. As the confrontation in South Korea and North Korea continues, both sides incur heavy losses. China has not moved into North Korea. But because of the humanitarian crisis, the Chinese border is being overrun with North Korean citizens trying to flee into China. A few days later, the U.S., with support from Guam, have a strategical bombing, cruise missile and strategical bombing of North Korea in a campaign with South Korea. And they target North Korea's nuclear facilities and its capital. Some of the known nuclear facilities in North Korea are engaged and destroyed, and some of the nuclear reactors that are there have gone into meltdown. North Korea is now having a humanitarian crisis due to radiation. The radiation is strong enough to stop the military engagement and movement north of South Korea and the U.S. military. North Korea uses that opportunity to engage in a countermeasure to push back the allied nations, and they attack South Korea and the U.S. And the U.S. and South Korea have heavy casualties. The U.S. loses 35,000 troops. Korea loses 75,000 troops. Once the U.S. engages the nuclear facilities of North Korea, China now declares war on Japan and South Korea. And they send troops into North Korea to push back the Allied forces. But because of the radiation, those confrontations are not able to fully engage. 2 days later, India joins the United States as an ally. Australia joins the United States as an ally in giving only support, but will not join militarily. One day later, other countries that join the allied nations, such as the United States, Britain joins the United States and declares war on Russia and declares war on China. In immediate response, the European Union is split. Some European Union countries join Russia and China. Some European Union countries join the U.S., which is calling NATO, is actually fracturing NATO. In a surprise move, Germany joins the war. And Germany joins the war as an ally of Russia and China. Brazil immediately joins the war and declares war on the United States. Argentina declares war on Brazil and joins the United States. South Africa joins the war as an ally to Russia and China. The Congo declares war on the United States. Portugal, Greece join the war, and they declare war on the United States as they join China and Russia. Turkey joins the war, and they join the war as an ally of the United States and declares war on Syria. They only declare war on Syria. Here back at the States, there is a special bulletin and a message from the White House. And the message is not given, it's from the White House. But it is being transmitted to a secure location where the president is, in a bunker to maintain the continuity of government. In that releasing, the celebrity figurehead president of the United States, Trump, announced that they have declared war on Russia, China, Iran, and all of its allies because of the unprovoked attack that the U.S. naval fleets came under in defending humanitarian efforts, because the Assad Bashar government of Syria had been using chemical weapons and was going to use chemical weapons against U.S. military personnel inside of Syria. The president says that the country is now under martial law, that the streets and the freeways, particularly the streets and the freeway, must be clear of any civilian participation and will only be open for short periods of time as designated by the individual governors of each respective state. The United States will ration all goods that are produced in the United States and come into the United States. All looters are subject to being shot on the spot. There will be no arrest of looters. And that the government will nationalize all critical infrastructure within the United States for its war efforts. All factories, all strategical important businesses will now have to offer their services to defend the country in this war. Lays out who the allies are. All travel is restricted. All persons of national origin from Russia, China, Iran, Iraq, because Iraq joined Russia as well. All nationalized citizens from three generations back are to report to the nearest post office for direction. No citizen of origin from the nations of concern that they've declared war on are allowed to move freely and unmonitored in the United States. And they are given a 24-hour window to report to Department of Homeland Security at all of the airports to be deported back to their respective states. There will be no exceptions or exemptions. There are many guidelines that are put out in the martial law. In that martial law, not only are the family anyone of any origin of foreign origin, but their families as well have to report. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Brother Dave, this is Scotty, man. I had to leave for a second, and I'm not at my computer. So just skip that next break, man, and just keep going through your margin call.
Okay. I got you, Scotty.
Right.
We got 7 minutes, then we're going to we'll skip the break. We'll open up for... Because this thing, I got to lay this whole thing out. It's so much. All right, so, Jenna, hold on 1 sec. Once the martial law is established, continuity of government supersedes and is invoked. All Congress and all congressional personnel are to report to their designated areas, and the president assures that continuity of government is secure. One day later, Russia and China announced the same. Immediately after, the Chinese army engaged in a military confrontation with India, and casualties are heavy on both sides. The Indian army loses, India's army loses over 250,000 casualties. The United States loses 150,000 casualties. China loses 150. The United States invokes a draft of all able-bodied personnel from the age of 16 years old to 52 years of age, both male and female, are to report to the Selective Service and different designations are given. All able-bodied male and female from the age of 18 years old until the age of 40 years of age is eligible for deployment and combat activities. All 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds, and they give the date and the age, are to be trained all individuals from 42 to 52, male and female, will be used in combat support efforts here and abroad. After the overall draft is invoked, China engages India and was able to attack and seize New Delhi. But they weren't able to completely overrun New Delhi. The allied nations suffer major loss. Pakistan enters the war. And declares war on India, America, and all of its allies. Afghanistan enters the war. It enters the war as a surprise ally of Russia. China launches a military offensive in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and is able to push U.S. forces for them to have a reinforcement, an emergency reinforcement of personnel to flood Afghanistan and Iraq. China, in its confrontation, loses 100,000 troops. The United States loses 90,000 troops. North Korea starts a mass evacuation of people because of the radioactive fallout, and the people move north to China. And in that mass movement of 3 million people, 10 million people, during the winter, mass starvation and the humanitarian crisis on that march towards China makes world news. Not only are the Korean people starving, the North Koreans are starving, the Chinese surrounding saturation of the North Korean has overextended the abilities of the Chinese government to supply food to their own people. Italy declares war against Russia and China. Spain declares war against Russia and China and all of its allies. Austria declares war on the United States. The global map is starting to show the different sides. Belgium declares war on Russia and China. Romania declares war on Russia and China. Hold on 1 second. Oh, shoot. Listen, there's a whole lot more to this 96-hour margin call that I need to put together for you all. And I first need to lay out how this map is going to look. And we will do just that. But what I want to do is I definitely want to open up for any questions or comments. And this last, I have about 20 minutes because I'm going to have to end today's show a little early because I have family in town that I need to attend to. And when we come back, we'll pick up where we are. We'll pick out all of the countries so that you'll know, and then what happens here in the States. We'll do this on Tuesday until we get again. I probably will pick this back up on Thursday just to catch up. And let me check the board real quick. I know we have a couple of callers that are in queue. I'm not quite sure, Brother Davis, if you're there, you definitely can jump in for Wise Wednesdays to give everyone a heads up on Wise Wednesday. But what I want to do is I want to open up for any questions or comments from anyone. I got my man Jenna that's been waiting patiently. Jenna, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, brother?
Greetings, Brother Dave, Brother Scotty, all the callers and listeners that will be calling in and those that are listening. Greetings to all of them. Man, you hit on a whole bunch of stuff, and I would ask you where you get this itinerary that you're presenting, but I don't want you to kill me, so I'm not even going to ask.
Huh? No. No, I wouldn't kill
you. I know this need to know information. You know, that's what they say. I would tell you, but I have to kill you. So I'm not even going to ask you. One of the things that you mentioned was... I believe it was it Iran that will come in after the war has already started. I can't remember if it was Iran or Pakistan, but that makes a lot of sense, you know, with them being a small nation compared to the rest of the nations that will be fighting, that they would come in afterwards. I thought that was interesting. I thought one of the other things that was interesting that you mentioned was the fact that everybody came in and made a pact that they wouldn't be using nuclear weapons, and I think that plays into this. It's a series going on Amazon called, and Brother Roz put me on to this. Shout out to Brother Roz, the man in the high castle. They don't want to destroy the infrastructure that's already in the particular places that they will be warring with. So once they take that over, then they could just utilize what was already there. So that was an interesting aspect to me. I don't know if nobody else thought about that, but it was very interesting to me. You say we're going to get into what's going to happen here in the States. And I'm going to wait for that, but I just wanted to add this one caveat. With what goes on in the States, we already have white supremacists waiting for a war. And they're not necessarily talking about going to war with the people that you're mentioning. They're talking about what's going to happen here on the ground in the United States. And they are very much prepared for that. And with this gun grab that they have going on, I've noticed something else, at least on the mainstream media. I haven't found it in any alternative news sites, but they are having these buybacks, but they're only in our communities, even though the white people are the ones that are shooting up stuff. They're having the gun buybacks in our communities. I thought that was very interesting. But with that being said, I'm not going to say too much more. I'll wait till you deliver the information that you want to share on that, whether it be Thursday or next Tuesday. But that's something that I wanted everybody to take account of. because this stuff is already happening. Some of it's happening right now. So we might be in that margin call a little bit deeper than we think.
Yeah, so true, Jenna. So true. And just know where I got this from. Well, one of the things when I was in the military, that's what we always have to do is we always had to come up with situational awareness things that we would have to respond to. And we would have to come up with how things could possibly happen based off of events that were actually unfolding right now. So I actually used to do this with a group of other people when I was in the military because of what we used to do. And I'm pretty sure those of you that have been in the military remember the drills that you had to have, that you had. And those drills always had sit-sims, situational awareness in situations that could possibly happen if you were out to sea, if you were, stateside, or definitely if you were overseas.
Yeah, land-based.
Land-based, right. From just your general quarters, everyone has their, different militaries have their different things. Every day in the Navy, you do general quarters. And so the information, you just take it from, I just took it from a lot of the information that we had, that we posted here inside of Tando Radio Show and what's going on in the world and how things are unfolding. And you just look at the map and you just try to look at, okay, who would go here, who would go there. It was a couple of surprises. But the pact that the major three countries, because those three countries would definitely have that pact. And I'd also meant to add Britain as agreeing not to use nuclear armaments in any military confrontation or conflicts that they would have.
Hey, one more question.
Because they don't. Yeah, go ahead.
And my apologies. I thought you...
No, you're good.
I thought you were taking a breath and I was going to try to slide it in there real quick. My question is that you was mentioning that the Congo was going to wage war against America also. So with that statement, would that also be when you were saying not the Japanese, but the Chinese, Korean Americans, and all of those people that you had brought up with the what you call them, Congolese? Would the Congolese Americans be part of that? And how will they know the difference of who those people are?
Oh, they already know via Facebook. Thanks to Facebook, it made it so much easier. This is why you put in institutions such as Facebook so that when you move in this, you'll know who's who. And all of the axis of evil countries or those that declared war in the United States, all of those citizens for three generations will be adversely affected and will have to report. Just as all. And got another caller real quick. We'll go to you on the second caller. And I just want to say this. And one of the things is that in that pact to agree not to use nukes, those four nations, and I meant to add Britain, but I forgot to add Britain. They agreed not to use nukes. But Iran and Israel had already used nukes in this part of the 96-hour margin call. So, Global Nuclear War 1 is about to be introduced. And that's a little hint for what's going to happen going forward. So, great, great questions, Jenna, as always. Much love, much respect. We got another caller in queue out of Seattle. Welcome, caller. Area code 206. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you? What's your name and what's your question or comment?
What's going on? This is Hassan from Seattle.
Hassan, what's up, my brother? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I just want to, real quick, I'm going to doctor's office, but yeah, that 96 margin, that 96 hour margin call, you called it fictional or whatever. It's damn near, that's pretty much a prophecy of what's going to happen. It's pretty much, that's how I see it. I don't even see that as a fictional account. So cats better take heed, man, and get ready. Just right before I got on the call, I was at the Silver Spot on a cop mission, and usually I've been going in there, you know, since I've known you. And
yes,
usually when I go in there, I'll try to say certain stuff, and they always just kind of play stupid, or either they play stupid or they really are stupid to the fact and don't know. They're just in there selling silver and coins, and they don't know nothing. They just, hey, we sell silver and coins. But anyways. Today, but I always just shoot a little bit out there, not enough to be like, you know, make them feel like I know something. I try to see what they know. When they don't know nothing, then I end up not knowing nothing either. I'm just trying to do silver because I like silver.
Right.
So today, I did the same thing I always do, and I was actually talking to an older cat that I've actually never even encountered in there. Man, we ended up in there. I got on the call 30 minutes late just because I was in there talking to him for so long. And, man, we were basically... I didn't even know you were doing the 96 margin call today. I basically already did that with someone else before I jumped on the call and listened to everything you just said. And me and him, I let him do most of the talking just to see what he was going to say and go with it. And you know, he was breaking down. He was saying all the same kind of stuff. And we were just talking. We were talking about the thing with China the other day. And he was telling me how the fight just jumped up on Friday. Just before, because I missed, I didn't think they did. You probably know, but he was telling me they jumped up. I expected them to be higher, you know, than this right now. And he was like, nah. He said, yeah, he said, you know, it's all rigged anyway, man. You know, he looking at me like, you know. I was like, no, I don't know. I just wanted to die for silver.
Right. That's always the best way to be.
Right. Yeah. Then I got comfortable and just started talking to him about the route and, you know, the way everything is looking. And so he knew I knew. He was talking, and he ended up saying all kind of stuff, man. But it was, you know, he didn't say nothing, you know, that I didn't know. He didn't go that deep to where it was like, wow, I just learned something from this European today. No, we were just basically having a dialogue back and forth about it. And I could tell he was like almost in shock to be speaking to me. You know what I mean? The way I look, I'm in there with. You know, well, you ain't seen me in a while. I got long hair now. You know, I have my hoodie on with the African drum hanging off, and I'm talking. I'm telling him I got a bookstore in the city, and you know, I'm talking to him about the bookstore, and just talking to him about the construction in the city, and you know, I was just talking to him about all kinds of stuff. The last thing he would expect to be talking to me about when I walk through the door with my Chuck Taylors on and my hoodie on and a baseball hat on. You know what I mean? So it was just kind of crazy, but it felt kind of good to be in there breaking all that down to him. You know, I was breaking stuff down to him where he had to be quiet. Like, dang, you're right. I didn't see it like that. But we were talking about the gun grab. I was telling him, and I like to say, even, you know, on this platform, like, I've been looking at this gun grab for years, and it made sense because I go off of common sense. So even when I don't know something or understand something, if it makes sense, it makes sense. Yeah, whether you know it or not, you'll figure it out. And so I've known for the past, you know, couple years, you know, that, oh, they're coming for the guns, but I never scream it. You know, I've never been one of the people that, oh, they're coming for the guns. Because it's just kind of like I'm just kind of sitting back watching. And over the past month and a half, it's like I get it now. It's like, oh, it's a slow roll. And it's not about a gun grab. You're going to voluntarily give them up. You know, that's what started me in this conversation was that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was trying to get him to, you know, give up some game about silver and stuff, but we just ended up talking about all kind of stuff. But, yeah, so we were talking about, the, you know, the Second Amendment, because I've always been like, how can they just one, all of a sudden, I was like, nah, it just doesn't make sense to just one day wake up and all of a sudden the Constitution has been amended and troops all over the place. It's like, nah, it's a slow roll, and they're using these children from these shootings now. You know, I feel sorry for them. It's sad how they're using them and you know, got them all crossed up in it, and, you know, and they're going to keep using them. That's, like I said, this ain't, when that shooting happened, I said, there'll be another one in a couple of weeks. And there's already been like two of them, I think.
Yep.
They've,
Yeah.
They've thwarted two up here. I don't know if that made like national news, but they've thwarted two up here. One right before that happened and one since that happened. And so I'm just saying, you know, that's
these are operations. No, yeah, exactly. These are operations. Yeah. Operations are always coordinated. They're always coordinated, you know. And as you know, Hassan, and this, and you know, what's so about these young people is that in the 96-hour margin call that we did today is that they invoked the draft from 16 to 50. Right. Everyone from 16 to 50. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the whole country.
Yeah, exactly. Except for the older people.
Right.
Yeah.
Depopulation. And you'll see. Yeah. Oh, I'm giving too much out on 96-hour margin call. So, yeah, man, it's.
One last thing I was gonna say.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Everybody's looking at the Second. I ain't gonna go in too much, but you know, everybody talking about the Second Amendment, how they're coming for your rights. They're not going after that First Amendment, as far as I know right now. That First Amendment, this is gonna open a whole other can of worms. But people gotta. I'm just giving people something to think about. Think about the First Amendment with the religious freedoms and mm-hmm. religious liberties. And all this, that, and the other, but that's something we can get into later. So they can go mm-hmm. after the Second. They can go after the Second all they want. It's that first. It's actually that First Amendment you need to be paying more attention to. But there's like I said,
my man.
More. Yeah,
definitely. My man. Okay, definitely. Stay in touch, man, for sure. So, got you, Scotty. My man Scotty is back. So. If you'd like to, we got like 3 minutes left. Two callers, they dropped. Sorry about that. Give us a call back, 704-802-5056, 704-802, if you have any questions or comments. And just in this whole thing is that pay attention to the draft, the ages of the people in this draft. Pay attention to the countries. Pay attention to, and this is all fictional, this is not something that's happening right now, and I kind of do it in a certain way so people will know that, because you never know. Folks is just, you know, some folks are very, very easily persuaded in different things. And the decrees that happened here, look at what's being said as who's being deported. And what that really means, imagine that aspect, just the chaos of that. Just the chaos of that. So it's really something that we should be paying attention, because the real 96-hour margin call is happening as we speak. As both brothers said, we are already in that. And that's why I said for today, 96 hours, we're 2 hours in. And so that's going to be today's show, Wise Wednesday, tomorrow. I didn't see Brother Davis. You're there. Wanted to give I think we lost Brother Davis, or he wasn't there. So with that being said, I'm going to have to get out of here. I have some appointments that I have to make, and it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Greatly appreciate you all. Much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you'd be so kind to chime us out of here. We will see you all, great creator willing, manana. Peace, peace. Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.